We believe that the only way to keep the Cold War out of the Congo is to keep the United Nations in the Congo. And we call on the Soviet Union to join us in thus ensuring the free and untrammeled exercise by the Congolese people of their right to independence and to democracy. But, Mr. President, the position apparently taken by the Soviet government involves more than the unhappy and despicable fate of three Congolese politicians. It involves the future of the 14 million Congolese people. They are the ones with whom we are concerned. We deplore the past, and we condemn those responsible for it, no matter who they may be. But we submit that it is the future that is all important now, and that the best efforts of this Council should be concentrated on the future security of the Congo, and indeed on the future security of all peoples. For, Mr. President, it is the security of all peoples which is threatened by this statement and by the proposals of the Soviet government. Let me make my meaning abundantly and completely clear if I can. The United States government believes and proudly believes that the single best and only hope of the peoples of the world for peace and security lies in the United Nations.